Have we lost the war on drugs?
This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
The war on drugs has increased drug usage.
Heroin pours down on us like rain.
Hundreds of thousands of otherwise law-abiding American citizens criminalized.
You go to war, you better be ready to dance when they dance.
Stop the war on drugs, and let's be more constructive.
Any questions?
Yeah, a lot of questions. Here to answer them, Tom McClellan, professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. Tom served as the nation's deputy drug czar and is currently the founding director of the Penn Center for Substance Abuse Solutions. The reason we're speaking to you, Tom, of course, is the Global Commission on Drug Policy that issued a report yesterday saying that the war on drugs is a failure and, as you heard there, is actually increasing the rate of drug use instead of decreasing it. I'm wondering if you've read the entire report, what's been released, and if you agree with it.
Well, I agree with lots of it. There are some points where I think they've been a little too sweeping, but the first thing that the current drug czar did in this country 2 years ago was declare an end to the war on drugs. So in that regard, I think everybody agrees.
But we're still paying. I mean, in 2010, the U.S. government still paid billions of dollars to fight drug trafficking, drug smugglers, drug abusers. We still have 25% of our new jail population are still people who've been arrested on drug law violations. That's a lot of money spent.
That's a tremendous amount of money. And it's also true that there's tremendous devastation associated with drug abuse problems. So I don't think it's reasonable to say that let's just stop spending money on the problem because it will literally kill us. The real issue, and this is the part I do agree with on their report, is we got to spend smarter. We got to have a more diversified approach. We got to stop imagining that one simple solution is going to do it, because it's not.
All right. Well, then let's talk about simple solutions that may do it. It looks like that this global commission hasn't issued a whole lot of specific policy, which is to a certain extent understandable. They're talking to the globe, but they have said that to legalize certain things like cannabis, marijuana, and to invest that money that we spend on enforcement of marijuana drug laws into treatment. Would that work?
Well, I agree with half of that. Two things they said very clearly, and I think there's no doubt about: prevention not only can work, it does work, and it's not been adequately funded. Two, treatment not only can work, it does work. It can even work better if it had appropriate kinds of treatment in this country, appropriate kinds of insurance. Now, if you say, well, let's just legalize drugs, I'm not with you on that. And no, I'm not saying it because I'm against it from a moral perspective. Drugs are like any other attractive commodity: iPads, candy bars, cars, whatever. The easier they are to get, the more accessible, the easier to purchase, more people will use them. Those will be called drug users, and they will use more often. After that, it's simple math. About 10% of users have a genetic contribution that is going to pretty much determine whether or not they become addicted. So the math is working against you. It's not the morality.
All right.
I don't favor legalizing, but on the other hand, it's insane to try to incarcerate everyone who uses drugs.
Which is, it seems to be what these world leaders on this commission are exactly saying, prosecution of, say, somebody who smokes a joint is a waste of money. I'm wondering, where in the world are they doing it right? There's a lot of criticism coming out of this report for countries, most especially United States and Mexico. But is anybody doing this, getting this right?
First of all, the United States has had the world's first set of drug problems. So we've done most of the experimentation. Most of the rest of the world looks to us. It's a fact that the United States has done about 85% of all the research in this area. But there are countries that seem to be taking lessons learned and adopting them in very constructive ways. And the report points out some of them. Portugal's on the right track. Netherlands has gotten on the right track. The United States is on the right track, by the way. So,
we're speaking with Tom McClellan, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and founding director of the Penn Center for Substance Abuse Solutions. I want to read you this statement from the Office of the National Drug Control Policy. They say overall drug use in the U.S. has dropped substantially over the past 30 years. The number of Americans using illicit drugs today is roughly half what it was in the late 1970s. Can that be true?
It can be true, and it depends on the kinds of drugs that you're talking about, particularly the cocaine epidemic in the 1980s is drastically reduced. Methamphetamine has been drastically reduced. Other drugs, the legal drugs, by the way, alcohol, cigarettes has gone down as well. Opiates, and particularly prescription opiates, OxyContin, have gone up.
All right. So, let's kind of sift through what's working and what isn't. There are things in the United States, particularly as you pointed out, the war on drugs, which people have said is simply not working the way it was intended. What about all the PSAs that have become so famous? This is your brain on drugs. This is Dan. This is the dime bag that he's buying. You know, all those PSAs we all know, are those working?
Some of them, frankly, do not work. On the other hand, you've probably all seen the Truth campaign that's been put out by the Legacy Foundation. It has drastically reduced young people starting cigarettes. And so these things can work. That is based on sound science. And the people that were originally doing this is your brain on drug are now turning to sound communication science to do this. So those are lessons that have been learned.
All right. So what can we take away from this report from the Global Commission on Drug Policy that's helpful to us?
One, you can't incarcerate your way out of a drug problem. And you probably can't just treat your way out of a drug problem, but you can combine the best of prevention with the best of modern treatment and sensible criminal sanctions, and that makes a decent policy.
All right, that is Tom McClellan. He is the professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and founding director of the Penn Center for Substance Abuse Solutions, talking about a new report from the Global Commission on Drug Policy that says, frankly, the war on drugs has failed, and we have to find some better solutions. We're wondering if you know what the solutions are. If you think you do, what can we do to combat drugs if it's not a war on drugs? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. And do you think we should legalize it? Let us know.